We've got Brent Peterson in here from Peterson Pucks. These are some cool little smoking pucks that we've been using for quite a while now. Brent, you brought in some smoked cheese.
Yes, I did.
We talk a lot about smoked salmon and smoked everything in here. Of course, you got some Landjager over there, Nelson, from Owen's Meats that I picked up. That's good stuff. We might talk about that a little bit later if there's any left. I want to talk about this smoked cheese. That's going on with this, man, because, you know, I had a friend give me some smoked cheese last year, but I haven't ever tried actually smoking some cheese. So what's the trick to doing this?
Well, the trick with this is I've got a couple different kinds of cheese here. I brought some aged white. I brought some aged white cheddar here, and I brought just a medium cheddar.
Yeah.
And which I prefer the white cheddar. You know, it's a little more expensive, but you get a little bit better flavor out of that. And so how I do this is I just use a little chief or a big chief type smoker. Mm-hmm. For instance, this time I put a stack of two pucks in there, and then after about an hour and a half, I go out there and I rotate the cheese. Now, the thing about the pucks is they self-sustain. So once you get them started and you have an ample amount of smoke coming out of the top, you can just unplug your smoker and keep it cool. So this way you don't...
What kind of temperature?
We're shooting for about 80 degrees, 80 to 100 degrees. So winter time is the best for cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to keep it cool. Obviously, you'll melt the cheese all over your smoker if you get above that. So, and you're smoking it, what, 4.5 hours?
Four and a half hours. I actually have a video on our website that walks you through the whole process, so it's easy to follow and do yourself if you want to do this.
That stuff is dangerous, man.
So thanks for bringing that in. One thing about these pucks, they actually look like a hockey puck. Okay, and I've mentioned this on the show before. Every single time we light up the barbecue, we put a Peterson puck on there. If I'm doing ribs, we barbecued up some oysters. I put an alder puck on there. We got a nice little smoky flavor on the oysters.
It works
for everything. Salmon every time.
See,
I
now
put
that's,
salmon on.
That's my favorite way to use these things.
Yeah.
And for a long time, and Brent, we talked about this a little bit off air. Is I've just used chunks of wood like cut in a disc. In other words, you take a piece of alder cordwood and you cut a 1-inch disc, you know, out of it and using that. But the problem with that is, if the temperature has to get so hot for that stuff to actually start smoking, that the fish cooks and comes off the grill before you get a lot of that smoky flavor. So you can actually dry brine a piece of salmon, and I use Montreal steak seasoning and lemon pepper, throw that on that filet, cook it skin side up, in other words, flesh to the barbecue, with a couple of these Peterson pucks going on there. Virtually, as soon as you turn the heat on, these things start smoking, and so you get that flavor in the fish just about immediately. And I think that's kind of was your target, was a quick developing, long lasting smoke for whether it be barbecuing or for smoking.
Right.
Fish.
Yeah. We've noticed over the last few years now that we've been selling the product that we've gained a lot of support in that gas barbecue section. It's been fantastic because, you know, a lot more people own a barbecue than own a smoker. And when you're grilling something up and it's summertime and you want a little bit of that natural wood flavor, it's nice to be able to just throw something on there. You don't have to worry about a mess to clean up later. You don't have to worry about, you know, is it going to smoke? Is it not going to smoke? You just throw it on there and you get that nice smoke flavor. And another thing I wanted to mention about the pucks, like you were talking about cutting that wood up, this is all made from kiln-dried wood,
sure.
So you get a very pure smoke. You don't have any sort of bite or anything like that, which is a lot of people comment on the pure flavor that they get from the smoke of the pucks.
Now, you got a bunch of different kinds of wood. We got mesquite, alder, hickory. What else you got there?
No mesquite.
We have Ansley.
How could I go there?
Come on, man.
Party foul. What do you got?
Alder, maple, cherry, and hickory, and alder... Obviously, Northwest here is our biggest seller. It's my personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's those four flavors. It's all wood that comes out of milling operations that we have. So it's a byproduct of what we're doing. You know, we're just reusing stuff that otherwise would be thrown away, made trash. And, you know, we've invested in a machine that's able to reuse what otherwise would be waste. And so it's all wood that's used in manufacturing. So those are kind of... You know, the smoking woods that people use. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people ask about oak, and, you know, that might be something that we do. Not Northwest stuff. I'd prefer all.
Apple.
If I can start getting
if you can find a source of
apple lumber,
old apple lumber.
I can get some apple lumber.
That's
in
the
my
problem. Yeah.
Now, you can get these down at Outdoor Emporium right now. They've got a huge sale going on right now, a hot buy down there. I think it's $5.88 for a big package of these things. How many are in a package? Like 2 dozen or something?
Yes,
package?
There's 24, give or take, in there. We always just fill up the bag. You know, sometimes it's hard to regulate exactly the size of the puck. You know, it's something that we always strive for.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with this, no binding agent in our product, sometimes it gets a little bit difficult, you know, trying to maintain a perfect size puck. You know, you got different wood fibers that you're talking about,
sure,
this kind of thing. So,
and that's what this is. This is pure cellulose, so pure wood fiber. And what you're mentioning, when you get a bite to a piece of wood, if you try to smoke fish or use it on barbecue with a piece of very green alder or something, you get that lignin and you get that moisture, and that's where that bitterness or that
bitterness
has, it is bitter.
Oh,
I mean,
it
does get so
huge
so,
difference in that wet wood.
Yeah, and that so earliest in the smoking process is when you get more of the smoke or flavor acquisition. Okay,
exactly.
And so when I'm smoking fish, I'll even preheat my wood and stuff. And since I started using these Peterson pucks, what I'm getting is a deeper and mellower wood flavor. Does that make sense?
Because
I've always fought that bite, because you can oversmoke fish,
right?
And that's when you get that non-palatable character to it. So,
well, even with the wood chips, you know, if you're buying wood chips or this kind of thing or making your own, they're all air dried.
Sure.
So when you kiln dry wood, you're breaking down the cells in the wood, and you're getting that bad tasting lignin and creosote and things like that naturally occur in wood out. So you don't have that tough flavor. You get that, like, the purest wood smoke that you possibly can, which is very palatable.
So check out the website, petersonpucks.com, and of course you can find this at Sport Co, Outdoor Emporium, and you can order directly from their website too,
we most of our sales on our website come from, you know, Midwest, East Coast, that kind of thing, South. But, you know, because we do have pretty good coverage here in the Northwest.
We've got a bunch of these things to give away, too. Didn't you bring a bunch in?
I brought a lot, yeah.
Let's give some away to the sixth caller.
There you go.
I don't want to be giving
this
stuff away.
You want to take them all yourself.
Nelson wants them all.
Yeah, I just, you know, come on.
We're going to give some stuff away, Nelly.
Look at the recipe. Smoked salmon dip, okay?
Yeah, if you haven't been on the website,
break here,
you need to go.
Let's give some of these babies away to the sixth caller. We've got to get some of this stuff out there, and if you're not lucky enough to get one of these from the show here, head on down to Outdoor Emporium. You've got 20 cases of this stuff in here. And it's cheap, $5.88 for a couple of dozen pucks. All you need is one on your barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, one of our bags is the equivalent to three or four bags of chips.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're going to get a lot of smoke out of a bag, and it's going to last you a while. And a lot of times we notice that people smoke more things because it's so easy now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and the thing I like about your website, too, is if you're new to using the Peterson pucks, or you haven't tried the pucks, you still want to use the pucks, go to your website. And not only do you have that, but you got recipe information, you got the how-tos, you got the videos, you got the blogs there to teach people how to use them. That's good stuff.
And so to log on to petersonpucks.com, I got to compliment you. This is a very easy smoked salmon recipe you got
it
on
is.
Here, and it looks very, very effective. These are designed for box and hot plate type of smoker. Really, that's cool stuff, man.
Well,
but I don't know if we should be giving the phone lines are lit up. All right, it looks like we got to give some of these away.